But Horn Wallace, let's see, 2, 3, 4, I think 4 sisters and 1 brother. They were all born Jewish as far as I know. And I tell you something else. But everybody has their own opinion about this or that or the other. But I felt this way for many years. You have a baby now, your wife does. It costs in the neighborhood of $2,000. Your wife gotta go to the doctor for the whole damn 9 months. Then you gotta go in the hospital, which costs you. Look, my mother had a total of 6 boys. One died before I was born, and they named me after him. And one sister, one girl, she died the 13th this month, up here. The boys were all born in the house, in the bedroom, with a midwife. When my sister was born, she was born in the bedroom with the midwife and the doctor. That's the only time they had a doctor. I say, you look at the people today, 70, 80 years old. They didn't go through with all of that. And they're just as healthy a damn sight more than what they are today. So to me, it's a racket.
Yeah, it probably is. You know, a lot of people are going back to having midwives. That's kind of a trend. It's
I was told recently. Who was it? I think I got it on TV. They were studying the bill midwife.
They find that there's no difference in the survival rate or the health of the children. So.
Well, that's all we have in Key West. There was this one, she was a model woman, Miss Ambrister. And she was just as clean, Miss, as the proverbial pin. And I like to have a dollar for everyone she brought in the world. And there's two other, if I remember rightly, two white women were midwives. And look at them today. My mother was 79 years old when she died.
Pretty good age.
My daddy is 58, died of cancer.
We talked about your parents and everything. You know much about their education? You mentioned that you got...
No. My education, as far as my parents was concerned, had very little. If I remember rightly. The best of my knowledge, both my mother and father had very little education. Now to what extent, I couldn't tell you.
And what did your father do? Was he always...
He was a cigar maker. He died in 32. He was in the lighthouse for 11 years. Prior to that, he was a cigar maker.
Where did they
make
the cigars here?
In Key West. Key West was known for cigar making and sponging. Until most of them went over to Tampa. Tampa was it became the cigar place, but Key West was one of the biggest cigar making places in the country.
Where did they get their tobacco from?
Cuba. At them days, Cuba and some from Connecticut.
Did they have pretty close relations with Cuba?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Very much.